Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The following open miracle recently took place in Israel, and the story was told over by Rabbi David Kletzkin, the head of the Chevra Kadisha in Jerusalem. At the end of March, during his participation in a funeral on Har HaZetim, he saw an advertisement flyer lying on the ground of someone who worked in the restoration of tombstones. Since Rabbi Kletzkin is also involved in the field of tombstones, he picked up the paper and put it in his jacket pocket. A couple of weeks later, on Wednesday, April 11th, Rabbi Kletzkin returned home from another funeral, this time with his clothing soaked from the rain that day. He emptied the wet contents from his pockets and placed everything on the dresser to dry. The next morning, Thursday, April 12th, also the 27th of Nisan, the rabbi was sorting out the items on the dresser, deciding what to throw out and what to keep. He took a closer look at that advertisement, and he saw a picture of two tombstones with the inscription "before" on the dusty old one and "after" on the new restored one. He read the small print on the stone: "The woman, Tova, daughter of Rabbi David Shachor, merited to be buried in the graves of her forefathers, while her sisters, Chaya and Sanya, who died al Kiddush Hashem, did not." It did not mention her mother or her husband, so the rabbi figured she was a survivor of the Holocaust who died with no family. Then he saw that her death took place on the 27th of Nisan in 1971, which meant that this day was her 47th anniversary of her death. What hashkaha peratid, he thought. I had this flyer in my pocket for 2 weeks, and I happened to read it on her yahrzeit. He went to shul that day and said Kaddish for her. He told the rabbi of the shul about the hashkacha. The rabbi learned Mishnayot for her and told the whole congregation to do something le'ilui nishmata. Rabbi Kletzkin was so excited about this hashkacha peratit, he felt compelled to do more for her. So he put this story on a recording and sent it out, and it eventually reached thousands of people that day. He mentioned, whoever hears it should do something le'ilui nishmata. The fact that her tombstone was on that advertisement is a whole different story of Hashgachat Hashem. Rabbi Kletzkin did find out that she was a Holocaust survivor who never had family, and she ended up working as a pharmacist in Israel. 10 days later, on Monday, April 23rd, Rabbi Kletzkin received a phone call from a man who identified himself as Aharon. He said, "I heard that story you sent out last week, and as soon as I heard the details, my body became full of goosebumps." And this is what he said. About 50 years ago, he went to a health clinic in Tel Aviv to buy a certain medicated cream for his skin. When he got home that day, he opened it up and realized it was the wrong cream. He took it back and accused them of taking his money and giving him a cheaper cream. The pharmacist explained there was a mix-up with someone else who also needed a cream. But now that he opened the bottle, they can't take it back. Aharon then started to scream wildly at that pharmacist. She said, "I wasn't the one who served you. I'll get Tova, who's the one in charge." Tova came out, and Aharon began berating her, but she didn't respond. He then took the cream, threw it on the table, and he cursed Tova. "Your children should need this cream," he said. Tova turned red, but did not reply. Everyone was looking at her pitifully, and Aharon walked out in a rage. He knew he was wrong, but his ego got the best of him. A few years later, Aharon became engaged, and a couple of weeks before his wedding, he was sitting in a rabbi's class. The topic was about midah keneged midah, how people get paid back for the evil they do to others. The rabbi in the class explained that the ones who tormented others need to have their souls rectified by going through a similar torment. And therefore, the rabbis concluded by saying, whoever harmed another individual is much better off asking for forgiveness than rather than suffering the consequences of his actions. Aharon took those words to heart. He said, I'm getting married now. I'm starting fresh. And he went to ask people forgiveness. But he totally forgot about that episode with the pharmacist. That summer, he got married, looking forward to building a family. But sadly, years went by without them having children. One day, he found himself back at that health clinic where he bought the cream from, and he remembered the incident with Tova. He went in and asked for Tova to try to get forgiveness, but they told him she left several years before to a retirement home in Gadera. He didn't have time to go there, but later on, he was driving near Gadera one day, and he went to that retirement home to find her. He was told she had already passed away, and they didn't know where she was buried. The only thing they knew was her father's name, David Shachor, and that she died on the 27th of Nisan with no children. He tried to find where she was buried, but didn't have success. About 15 years ago, Aharon woke up one morning, and when he looked in the mirror, he couldn't believe his eyes. His face was distorted, his lips were crooked, his voice changed for the worse as well. He was hoping it was temporary, but after a few hours when it didn't go away, he went to the doctor. He ended up going from doctor to doctor, no one knew what it was, and no one could help him. There was one option of a surgery, but it was dismissed because of the risks involved. He was a chazan and a baal koreh, but could no longer keep his jobs with his distorted voice. He walked around full of shame every day with his deformity. He went to rabbis for berachot, and they told him to try to correct a sin that perhaps he did with his mouth. He prayed every day that Hashem should allow him to get forgiven for whatever he did wrong. Now, he said, 15 years later, on Sunday, April 15th, 2018, he heard in his shul the story from Rabbi David Kletzkin of the tombstone. This was the woman he had been searching for. Now he found out where she was buried. He took a minyan to her grave, and he said Mishnayot corresponding to her name. Then he burst out into tears and said, I have sinned against Hashem, and I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. He prayed for forgiveness with all of his heart, and the minyan of people there said, Mahulach, three times. He then went to the Kotel and prayed Mincha and Arbit with tears and gave tzedakah le'iloi nishmata. He thought perhaps Hashem allowed this to happen now so he could finally get his salvation. He said, Hashem, please heal me. And if I get healed, I'll publicize this miracle any way that I can. On Shabbat morning, a couple of weeks ago, April 21st, Aharon woke up and looked in the mirror and was overjoyed to see that his skin returned to normal, just like it was 15 years before. He went to tell his wife, and he saw that the voice of his youth returned as well. He went to shul that morning, dancing with joy. And when it came time to read the Torah, as Hashgacha would have it, the Baal Koreh said, he has a hoarse voice, he can't do it. They made an announcement if anyone in shul could read. Aharon then got up, and everyone watched in shock as he approached the Sefer Torah. He read the first pasuk, Ahare mochineba bene Aharon, and suddenly all of his emotion came pouring out. He cried for 2 minutes while everyone watched in silence. Then he continued in his beautiful voice, and at the end of the tefillah he announced he was making a melave malka that night to say over the story of his miracle. Aharon concluded by giving a message to the public. If you ever hurt another person, don't wait until it's too late. Go ask forgiveness now. Since then, hundreds of people have already reconciled their differences. Our actions have consequences, but everything can be erased with a few words of remorse. Have a great day.